Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Houseplants can brighten your life and provide interest in beauty and contentment to your indoor living spaces. Eric Helen joins us today as part of our gardening and growing segment. When making your selections, there's a lot to be thinking about. Eric is the owner and president of Landscape Garden Centers in Sioux Falls, and this is all part of our ongoing South Dakota Growing series this summer. Eric, welcome back. Thanks for being here.
Hey, Lori, how are you?
Good. So many houseplants to neglect and ignore and feel guilty about. But on the other hand, hope springs eternal, and my optimism in my ability to take care of these plants is always high. So let's start about your thoughts on why this is. Why do we love these green blossoming things indoors so much?
Well, there's been, over the past, I would say about 5 years, it's been starting to ramp up as far as having houseplants. Because I think they're much more readily available. There's a lot of them that are really tiny. They're small. So small spaces, small plants, a little bit easier to take care of. I think people also really realize the benefit of having something alive near them all year long inside, you know, as close to, especially for us that are living in the tundra for about 5-6 months out of the year, it gets kind of miserable and cold and just boring. So I think houseplants just kind of provide that little additional vitamin D that we're all looking for during the white times, you know, winter.
You know, it's been so hot this week, and I think one of the weather forecasters said, you know, if you don't like it, well, don't worry. It's not going to be hot for long. And I thought, shoot, that's right. So it won't
that's
be too
exactly
long before.
Right. Yeah.
All right. So they can be intimidating a little bit. Are they hard to keep alive? Are they hard to grow?
Well, so one of your comments right at the beginning was about neglecting. And so sometimes plants that are neglected, especially houseplants, will tend to thrive more than doting on them all the time. You know, oh, I got to water them all the time. Because most plants, houseplants, will die because they have been overwatered.
Okay.
You're dealing with a climate on the inside of your house that is very consistent. And it's consistent when it's nighttime or when it's daytime. So the plants basically need less because, you know, they need less water. They might need more light, but they know what plants will adapt, and they kind of evolve inside of a house. And then what happens is we tend to say, well, I watered my plants outside, I probably should water them inside. Well, that's not necessarily the case because it's completely two different conditions and the environments are different. And so you have the air that will be typically drier inside the house. So a lot of times just neglecting and maybe watering plants, depending on the plant, once a week at the very most. In some cases, it might be once every 2 weeks or once a month. Or sometimes you just let it buck and it will just take care of itself.
So am I looking for certain signs to say it's time to water? I mean, I have a spider plant that gets little brown ends, you know, the pointy tips get brown. And then I think, oh, did I do that? Is that my fault? How do I know when it's time to water?
Yeah. So that's a great question. A lot of times when it comes down to a house plant, rather than even looking at the foliage, because the foliage, like tips, can be because the air is just really dry, and that's just what they're going to, they're just going to, you'll always have brown tips no matter if the watering is perfect. Mm-hmm. But I always put my fingers in the soil, and you kind of push down, and typically houseplant soil is pretty soft. It's actually, you know, it's a potting soil, so it's really soft, and you'll be able to tell right away is how dry it is.
Okay.
And so that's when it is really dry, then do a thorough watering. And when I say thorough watering, it's put the plant in the sink and make sure water drains all the way from the top all the way down through the holes, and then and make that your routine that you're going to do every, whether it's once a week or twice a week or once a month, and you'll kind of get into then trying to get into a routine, because you're the environment in the house is very routine, right? We have thermostats that keep control. It's not up and down like outside, like South Dakota weather. It's very consistent. So just if we can just follow and make sure that whatever success you're having over a period of 2-3 months, continue to do that. And then once you get into winter, fall and winter, then you can even probably step that back, maybe add on a week in between waterings, just because light requirements are less because we have less day length. And then also water requirements, the air is much drier, but since it's taking in less water, we don't want it sitting in its feet don't want to be sitting in water.
Sure. What about when that soil becomes all packed down? It just seems like are you supposed to do anything about that? When you first repot a plant, it feels all fresh and new. Do you need to repot, do anything to the soil?
Yeah, that's a great question, because certain plants will only bloom if they are root-bound. Doesn't make sense, but that's what they do. They're basically stressing themselves out, and they do better when they are in a pot or container that's allowed the roots to push out. So what they say is, when you have a plant, and say the plant is 2 inches round, is only go up an inch on all sides of it. So you'd go up from 2 inch, you go up to a 3 inch pot. You wouldn't put it into what your final pot size is going to be, because it'll just remain that size for a long period of time. And roots want to reach out, and they want to touch a wall, because then once they touch the wall, then they know, okay, now I'm stable enough, now I can start growing up. And so when they start doing that, things grow out and up just a little bit. And so then that's when you just kind of gradually push out. Now that soil that gets hard, and sometimes it'll get crusty. It'll have a white crystallized film over the top of it, salt, basically, which is salt buildup from watering. So if you go back to what I was saying originally about when you water, is do a thorough watering. That way you'll leach all of those excess salts, and you'll pull those all the way through, and then they'll come out the hole, rather than if you're just putting a little bit of water up on top, then that water sits on there, and then it all of a sudden the salts will start to show up to the surface.
All right. That's definitely solving a problem at my house now. And my other question is about light, because I think you're going to laugh, but I have like an app of how much light is coming. I'll set it next to the plant to sort of see how much light it's getting. But pretty much nowhere in my house would have the light that the app says I should have. How bright does your house does your house have to be to grow houseplants and enjoy them?
Well, so there's so many different plants out there, and so many of them require, there's a bunch of low light plants. And the best thing to do on that is figure out what plant, how much sun do you have? Do you have east facing windows, which is going to be, and then south facing windows will have the most sunlight. And then west and then east. And of course, north would be the least. So if you can kind of play around with that, and then just expect when it's a really low light area, is the plant isn't going to be growing a lot. It's just going to be slow, and it's just going to be hanging out mostly. But you're really not trying to grow the plant. You're just, it's there for you to enjoy it. And I mean, they're cleaning the air.
Right.
It's providing humidity. There's so many benefits to houseplants. It's not even funny.
Yeah, I like that. And then in our last 30 seconds, if you do want to share grandmother's Christmas cactus or spider plant or something, are there ways to share those plants with clippings from those plants with other people? Can you answer that question in 30 seconds or not?
Oh, yeah. Yep. So spider plants, just grab a piece of it, drop it in water, wait for roots to show up. cactus, Christmas cactus, go back just to take one little petal off and put it in some moist sand until you start to see roots, and then start again small with a small container, and then just gradually it'll start to root out. And there's Christmas cactus soil, and there's houseplant soil, there's African violet soil, there's orchid soil, all pre-mixed and ready for you at independent garden centers around here. So we can dial it in based on what you're doing.
I love that. Oh, I miss those African violets. I haven't had one of those in a long time. My grandmother always had one of those on her coffee table.
Oh, my grandma was the best at growing African violets.
All right. A new project has arisen. Eric Helen, thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate your time.
Thanks, Lori. Have a great week.